Good evening, children. This is going to be your bednight story. Tonight's story is The Cat in the Hat Comes Back by Dr. Seuss. This was no time for play. This was no time for fun. This was no time for games. There was work to be done. All that deep, deep snow, all that snow had to go. When her mother went down to the town for the day, she said, "Somebody has to clean all this away. Somebody has to, you see?" Then she picked out two somebodies, Sally and me. Well, there we were. We were working like that, and then who should come up but the Cat in the Hat.
"Uh-oh," Sally said. "Don't you talk to that cat. That cat is a bad one. That Cat in the Hat. He plays lots of bad tricks. Don't let him come near. You know what he did the last time he was here."
"Play tricks?"
"Play tricks?" laughed the cat. "Oh, my, no, no, no. I just want to go in to get out of the snow. Keep your mind on your work. Just stay there, you two, and I'll go in the house and find something to do." Then that cat went right in. He was up to no good, so I ran after him as fast as I could. Did you know where I found him? You know where he was? He was eating a cake in the tub. Yes, he was. The hot water was on and the cold water too. And I said to the cat, "What a bad thing to do." "But I like to eat cake in a tub," laughed the cat. "You should try it sometime," laughed the cat as he sat. And then I got mad. This was no time for fun. I said, "Cat, you get out. There was work to be done. There was no time for tricks. I must go back and dig. I can't have you here, eating cake like a pig. You get out of this house. We don't want you back." Then I shut off the water and I let it run out. The water ran out and I saw the ring. A ring in my tub, and oh boy, what a thing. A big long pink cat ring. It looked like a pink ink. And I said, "Will this ever come off?" "I don't think."
"Have no fear of that ring," laughed the Cat in the Hat. "Boy, I can take that cat's ring off tubs, just like that." "Do you know how he did it?" "With mother's white dress." Now the tub was all clean, but her dress was a mess. Then Sally looked in. Sally saw the dress too, and Sally and I did not know what to do. We should work in the snow, but that dress, what a spot.
It may never come off," Sally said. "It may not."
But the cat laughed. "Oh, I can make that spot go. The way I take off spots of a dress is just so." "See here," laughed the cat. "It is not hard at all. The thing that takes spots off a dress is a wool." Then we saw the cat wipe the spots off the dress. Now the dress was all clean, but the wool, what a mess.
"Oh, wool spots," he said. "Let me tell you some news. To take spots off a wall, all I need is two shoes." "Whose shoes did he use?" I looked and I saw whose. And I said to the cat,
"This is very bad news. Now that spot is all of Dad's $10 shoes."
"But your dad will not know about that," said the cat. "He'll never find out," laughed the Cat in the Hat. "His $2 shoes will have no spots at all. I will just rub them right off on this rug in the hall."
"But now we have rug spots," I yelled. "What a day. Rug spots, what next? Can you take them away?"
"Don't ask me," he laughed. "Why, you can't. You know I can." Then he picked up the rug and away the cat ran. "I can clean up these rug spots before you count three. No spots are too hard for a cat in a hat like me." He ran into Dad's bedroom, and then the cat said, "It is good your dad has the wrong kind of bed." Then he shook the rug. Crack! Now the bed has the spots, and all I could say was,
"Now what, cat? Now what?"
But the cat just stood still. He did look at the bed. "This is not the right kind of bed," the cat said. "To take off spots of this bed will be hard," said the cat. "I can't do it alone," said the Cat in the Hat. "It is good I have someone to help me," he said. "Right here in my hat, on top of my head, is good that I have him. Here with me today, he helps me a lot. This is Little Cat A."
Then little cat I took the hat off his head.
It is good I have someone to help me, he said. This is little cat B, and I keep him about when I need help. Then I just let him come out.
And then B said,
I think we need little cat C. That spot is too much for the A cat and me. But now, have no fear. We'll clean it away, the three of us, little cats B, A, B, C, and A. Come on, take it away, yelled little cat A. I will hit that old spot with this broom. Do you see? It comes off the old bed. It goes onto the TV.
And then little cat B cleaned up the TV. He cleaned it up with milk and the spot in a pan. And now C blew it out of the house with a fan.
But look where it went,
I said. Look where it blew. You blew the mess out of the house. That is true. But now you made snow spots, you can't let them stay.
Let us think about that now, said C, B, and A. With some help, we can do it, said little cat C. Then pop!
On his head, we saw little cat D. Then pop, pop, pops, little cats E, F, and G.
We will clean up that snow if it takes us all day. If it takes us all night, we will clean it away, said little cats G, F, E, D, C, B, A.
They ran out of the house then, and we ran out of the house too, and the big cat left. Now, you will see something new. My cats are all clever. My cats are all good shots. My cats have good guns. They will kill all those spots. But this did not look very clever to me. Kill snow spots with a pop gun? That just could not be.
All this does is just make more spots, we yelled at the cat. Your cats are no good. Put them back in your hat. Take your little cats G, F, E, D, C, B, A. Put them back in your hat and you take them away.
Oh no, said the cat. All they need is more help. Help is all they need. So keep still and don't yelp. Then little cat G took the hat off his head.
I have little cat H here to help us, he said.
Little cats H, I, J, K, L, and M.
But our work is not so hard. We must have more than them. We need little cat N. We need O. We need P. We need little cats Q, R, S, T, U, and V.
Come on, kill those spots. Kill the mess, yelled the cats.
And they jumped at the snow with their long rakes and red bats. They put it into pails and they made high pink hills. Pink snowman, pink snowballs, and little pink pills. Oh, the things they did, and they did not—they did them so hard. It was all one big spot now, all over the yard. But the big cat stood there, and he said, "This is good. This is what they should do, and I know they should. They would. With a little bit more help, all the work will be done. They need one more cat, and just the one." Look close to my hand. I have little cat V. On his head are cats W, X, Y, and Z. Z is too small that you don't try. You cannot, but Z is the cat who will clean up that spot. Now here's the Z. You can't see, said the cat. No, I bet you can't guess what he has in his hat. He has something called Voom. Voom is so hard to get, you never saw anything like it. I bet Y Voom cleans up everything, clean as can be. Then he yelled, take off your hats now, little cat C. Take the Voom off your head, make it clean up the snow. Hurry, you little cat, one, two, three, go. Vroom. Then the Voom, it went Voom, and boy, what a Voom. Now don't ask me why, what a Voom is, I never will know, but boy, let me tell you, it does clean up snow. You see now, laughed the cat, now your snow is all white. Now your work is all done, now your house is all wrong. And you know where my little cats are, said the cat. That Voom blew my little cats back in my hat. And so, if you ever have spots now and then, I'll be very happy to come here again. With little cats A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P, and Q-R-S-T, and cat U and cat V, and little cats W-X, Y, and Z. Kids, that was tonight's reading. Hope you have a good night, and I'll see you guys on the next podcast.